Good morning. We're learning the halachas of Chanukah. We're talking about the halachas of what to use for halachas neiris. So we mentioned yesterday that all shemonim are kosher. Shem and zayis is adif. The Rambam says that using a wax candle is the equivalent of shem and zayis because it has such a pure, clean light. But the Maral says shem and zayis is adif like it was in the Mikdash. The Al Yerabah points out that when a person is lighting, he should light all of the neiris from the same type of fuel. It should all be oil, or it should all be wax. So he shouldn't have some oil and some wax. That's not going to be mefarsh in the neis. You're showing the hoisof of clearly, because it's confusing to people when it's different types of fuel, different types of oil. I don't think is a problem. He means oil versus wax, which is a totally different type of lighting. The shemen that you're using has to be kosher oil. It can't be non-kosher oil. It does not necessarily need a heksher, as long as it's olive oil, because even if there are some other things in there which contaminate that, it's probably not going to be something which would be usher to light from, usher to eat, and therefore, even though we would not actually eat it, but for the purpose of halakha, it's not necessary. Obviously, it would be better to know for sure that what you're using is something which is kosher. The question which comes up, we'd like along the lines of what we mentioned yesterday, together with our wax-coated wicks, we also have another modern invention. It was this congealed oil. They make prepackaged containers of oil, and to make that they shouldn't spill, they do a process of congealing it. And when you light it, eventually it converts back into oil, and it burns as olive oil. So it's burning as olive oil. But when you're lighting it, it's not. It's congealed. It's more like a wax, and it was like a shem zayis, which is the mikdash, which is liquid. Is that an issue? So Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita held that this is not called shem zayis. It would not have the advantage of shem zayis. Therefore, it would be appropriate not to take advantage of that if a person does not need to. What to use for wicks? So. The preferred materials for wicks and halacha are either cotton or flax. Either one of them are fine. Most of the ones which are being sold nowadays are cotton, not flax. Question comes up about using an electric-powered menorah for the purpose of halachas neiris. So there are multiple questions in conjunction with the electric-powered neiris. Rishon Zalman feels that they're not kosher because there's a requirement of the fuel being there. Even though we said yesterday, if it goes out, if the neiris go out, you do not need to relight them. That's only said when you lit with enough fuel there to last the appropriate time. Parenthetically, that also is true that a person... It's only true that if it goes out, the person is yotze, if he lit in the place where it was possible to last. In other words, it wasn't too windy where he lit, which if he lit in a place which is so windy that it would not, based on natural circumstances, it would not last the appropriate amount of time, he does not fulfill the mitzvah, because he did not light away in a way where the nair could last the appropriate amount of time. But in a case where a person lit with the right amount of fuel, and it was not windy, etc., and then it went out for whatever reason, then that's where we say the law is he does not need to relight. But over here, when a person is lighting with a electric menorah, he doesn't have the fuel here. The fuel is coming from the being generated in the power station, which he doesn't have here. So that's not, see, he held that would not be yotze under those circumstances. Therefore, he says in a scenario where a person would have to light with electric, it only would be relevant to discuss the question if you're going to use a battery-powered let's say flashlight or something of that sort. So the battery, the fuel is here. The fuel which is going to generate the electricity, which is the equivalent of the fuel which is going to burn in the lamp, is here. It's only a possibility if a person has a battery-powered electric menorah, let's say, or theoretically a battery-powered electric flashlight. You need one there, so he takes a flashlight. He lights the flashlight, so he's produced an air. There are other concerns as well. is this truly called your Maisa Halakha? Maybe it's in some way it's not direct. It has to go through. You flip this. You turn on the switch, and electricity goes through, etc. Is that considered your Maisa or not? That's a very big question. Maybe there's a requirement. Rosh Hashanah Zalman says that you require an actual flame burning. You need a shalheves. And even though we consider a filament which is burning as ore, and it's considered the block of mavir, making a fire, but there's no shalheves, and maybe there's a requirement of a shalheves over here as well. So there are multiple concerns in regards to using electric, and it's advisable if a person has to use electric, a person is in a hospital, and they will not let him light an open flame. So a person will use electric, a person should not make a bracha on lighting with electric, and even if he's going to use electric, he should make sure that he gets a battery-powered electric menorah. Have a good day.